Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're so excited to welcome, because he's an early bird, our friend Russell Baxter, who not only writes about the NFL and its history, but gives such great perspective for outlets like Fansided NFL and the NFL Spin Zone. And he joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Russ, that was the final play of what had to be one of the greatest postseason weekends in NFL history. But you're the historian. What else could possibly compare? Give me a couple of games, a couple of weekends, something that you could hold up to what we just saw.
That's a tough. By the way, did Buffalo or Kansas City score again?
Yes, they're still scoring.
Oh my goodness! You had four games that all came down to the final play. The first three all won by road teams, all won by field goals, and then of course the overtime game. It's first time since 2008, Amy, that three road teams won in the divisional round.
This is why we love you.
Often.
No, it does not.
And it's only the third time since 1970 it's ever happened. There's never been an 0-4 home divisional weekend. But, you know, and every game, Cincinnati absorbing nine sacks on Joe Burrow and pulling it out.
Right.
Okay. San Francisco goes to Green Bay, and their offense doesn't score a touchdown, and they win.
Right.
Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford had a phenomenal year together. And then just, you know, no turnovers in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. Just back and forth, 25 points in the final, 154. They were all different, and yet they were all the same in this regard, Amy. As great as the quarterbacks were, the pivotal moment for a lot of those games was special teams.
Yes, or defense.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? It's a quarterback-driven league, and yet it's defense and special. And I'll give you one that, listen, we know about the kicks for the Bengals and so on, and the block punt and the block field goal, so on. Do you remember in the Bucks-Rams game? I believe the Bucks kicker kicked the ball out of bounds twice on a kickoff, which gave the Rams the ball on the 40-yard line twice in that game.
Mm.
And that, you know, that's one of those ones that kind of goes under the radar and so on. But, yeah, I mean, defense and special teams. And one of my favorite stats held up again this year, no malice toward anyone, 56 years of the Super Bowl, the guy who leads the league in passing yards isn't going to win the Super Bowl. But what it shows you is putting up all those passing numbers without the balance of a running game and without an adequate defense. And so where was the Buccaneers' defense on Cooper Kupp late in that game? And, you know, it's two totally different kind of patterns and so on. But, and think about this. The Rams turned over the ball four times. And the Buccaneers, you know, even though they came all the way back from 27-3, which I know in the state of Georgia was thinking 28-3, okay? But it just goes to show you what a team game this really is. And as much as the quarterbacks get hype, and I understand all that and so on, you've got to have all three components playing well if you're going to win a game in this league, and especially in the playoffs.
When you get to this point, to be sure.
Yeah, and there's a real funny, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in the next few minutes, there's a real kind of oddity along with this final four that we have in the league. And we have the obligatory San Francisco Rams game in which I know sometime during the week someone's going to say, gee, it's hard to beat a team three times in one season.
More than once, no doubt.
Yeah, and I'll hear it, and I'll counteract that with, no, it's not. It actually happens more often that the team wins three games than they. It's just funny how it works. But by the way, you can't beat a team three times in one season, but you can beat them six times in a row, right?
This is why we love your perspective. It's great. I don't love the rematches, except that, I mean, this is what we get. So there is intrigue with rematches. And the fact that we just saw Cincinnati beat Kansas City in week 17 and do it not only fairly handily, but end their 8-game winning streak, and they clinched the AFC North. So we've been asking our listeners on this edition of the show, the biggest stunner of this NFL season to date. There may be more. It doesn't have to be playoffs. It can be regular season, but you have such a great perspective. So what are a few, we'll call them surprises, but big stunners from this season?
Well, I mean, Cincinnati certainly has to be in there, okay? Yeah, by the way, we have the final four here. Cincinnati and San Francisco were last-place teams last year in their divisions, okay? They're both now in the AFC and NFC championship
game. So great. I love that.
I mean, but that's the league. We had seven different playoff teams from a year ago, you know? I mean, the usual suspects. And, you know, in the playoffs so far, think about what we've seen so far. And I'll just do the quarterbacks for a second. There's no more Ben Roethlisberger. There's no more Tom Brady. There's no more Aaron Rodgers, okay? It's a fairly, you know, Patrick Mahomes obviously been there. Matthew Stafford in an NFC championship game all those years in Detroit and someone. Garoppolo in the Niners second time in 3 years. But here's the thing I was alluding to before, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, okay? Who lost the Super Bowl last year?
It was the Chiefs.
Who lost the year before?
Don't tell me, the Niners.
And who lost the year before
that? No, crap. The Rams.
Correct. And they're all in it.
Woo!
And they're all in it.
Oh, yet, good point.
And yet the outlier is a team that hasn't been there since 1988.
Yeah, so great.
And
so great.
More irony. The only time the Cincinnati Bengals have ever been in the Super Bowl, they've been in there twice. They lost to the same team twice. That would be the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. Oh, these ties to history. So good. Yeah. All right, so the Bengals are certainly a great surprise. What about, say, a negative surprise? One that, because we've talked about this on the show, out of that same AFC North, the fact that the Browns really spit the bit this year. I did not expect that. I thought they would build on what they did last season, but they went the opposite direction for a lot of reasons. What's maybe one that caught you off guard because it was just so bad?
Well, my preseason Super Bowl pick was Green Bay and Cleveland.
Oh.
So I'm spot on with you with Cleveland. And after, on Monday, I'm going to be doing a piece. I'm working on a piece about the five most disappointed teams in the league this year. And Cleveland is certainly one of them. I think Seattle is certainly one of them, given their success. Since Russell Wilson had been there, they had not had a losing season. Okay, they'd have been in the playoffs all but 1 year. Baltimore going from 8-3 to 8-9.
Yeah,
I mean that's you just don't see that as well. And I know they had injuries, but they also made some bizarre decisions. You know, going for the 2 points against Pittsburgh and losing, going for the 2 points against Green Bay and losing, and then watching their defense just absolutely abysmal against the pass all year. I mean, obviously, they've made a coordinator change as well. So you just go back and you look at these teams that, you know, it's so hard to get in the playoffs. What New England did for 11 straight years, Amy, is the anomaly. We now see Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's been in the playoffs 7 years in a row, and they've won the AFC West 6 years in a row. But the rest of the playoff streak, okay, three straight years, and you make the list. You know, you just don't see this. You know, the turnover is amazing. And you look at the Cincinnati, who, you know, in Zach Taylor's first year, they won 2 games. And now all of a sudden they're in the AFC title game. And it's kind of, if you think about it in a different way, it's almost reminiscent of what we saw with the Titans a couple of years ago. Remember, they got hot at the end of the year with Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And they were 9-7, and then all of a sudden they're in the AFC Championship game.
So good.
And ironically enough, they went to Kansas City to play that game. Mm-hmm. So we shall see. But you alluded to the 34-31 game with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Here's a number for you for Kansas City. It's got to make you nervous. There were three 200-yard receiving games in the regular season and one in the playoffs so far. By the way, Ja'Marr Chase had two of the three.
Yes.
Okay. So there were four 200-yard receiving games, and the Kansas City Chiefs gave up two of them. One
Whoa.
To Ja'Marr Chase and one to Gabriel Davis.
Yes.
Had 201 yards the other day. So even though Kansas, you know what's also odd about this foursome? I know I'm babbling, but that's what I do.
It's what we do.
None of these teams were overly great at taking care of the football this year. Every one of these teams had at least 20 or more turnovers the final four teams. That's kind of unusual, to be honest with you.
I would say, even as we're talking about receivers in big games, another Stunner may be overstating it because we knew he was good and real versatile. But the fact that Cooper Kupp had the numbers he did and was the biggest and best wide receiver, the biggest threat, the best wide receiver in the game this year. But I also, and I love this stat, no doubt you know it, but I've used it on my audience a little bit, Russ. The fact that Matthew Stafford is the quarterback who passed to the two receivers in history that got over 1,900 yards in a season, Megatron and Cooper Kupp. And so I've said this too, as a sports fan, only sports can make me so unbelievably happy for a human I don't know. And I'm That's so happy for Matthew Stafford.
And I love hearing you talk about this as well, because here I'm hearing is happy, okay? Because when I turned on the news Sunday and Monday, okay, I could have sworn. I was pretty sure that the Bengals and the Rams and the 49ers and the Chiefs all won this weekend. When I turned on news, I kept on reading about the Titans losing and the Packers losing and the Buccaneers losing and the Bills losing. So, see, I like your optimism. Just focus on the accomplishments. I mean, Matthew Stafford, who was the first. When you think about it, we have two of the four Final Fours. Their quarterback was the first overall pick in their draft. Joe Burrow, obviously, a couple of years ago. Matthew Stafford in 2009.
Yeah.
Was the first overall pick and languished with a team that, sorry, they haven't won a playoff game in 30 years, the Detroit Lions. 1991 when they beat the Cowboys. Okay? So, I mean, that's, you know, the Bengals ended their streak at 1990 when Boomer Esiason was at the helm. Okay? So, but Matthew Stafford, the one thing about Stafford, remember early in his career, he had trouble staying on the field with health his first two or three years, and then he became kind of an iron man and so on. But the one thing about Matthew Stafford that made him the first overall pick was his ability to throw the ball. He has a rifle of an arm.
He does.
And what Sean McVay has been able to do for him with the semblance. And listen, the Rams' defense hasn't been great all year, but they have great players, getting Von Miller. Do you think about this? This is the second time in 2000 that Von Miller ended Tom Brady's season. The AFC Championship game when the Broncos won. Remember what a big game he had? Sacks, he had an interception of Brady.
Oh, no, I remember.
I know you remember. And now fast forward, the impact that he's had. I think he's had a sack, at least one sack in six straight games now.
So good. Well, this is the great thing about the Rams. They've literally mortgaged every draft pick until 2035. Yep. Okay, that's not literal, but 2035. And they've brought in all of these free agents or trades who have put them in this position. If they don't win now, I mean, I wouldn't say their window's closing, but they've brought in these guys for this reason. And at some point, the Piper will have to be paid. So they need to take advantage while they've got it. So, Russell, before we let you go, you mentioned that you have this column coming out. You're writing about the top five disappointing teams of the season. So give us one more on that list, but I only have about 30 seconds or so.
Oh, well, I think in some ways Minnesota was a disappointment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know they weren't in the playoffs last year. Okay. But this was the first time under Mike Zimmer they went two straight years with losing seasons and not making the playoffs. And the disappointing part about them is for all of the critics of Kirk Cousins, your offense has been pretty good. It's the defense that has really fallen off the shelf the last 2 years, and that's somewhat stunning when you consider Mike Zimmer's pedigree. So even though they're not a playoff team from 2020, I thought they'd have a lot. In fact, I thought Minnesota would win the division and Green Bay would win the Super Bowl as a wild card. That was my preseason pick.
Interesting. I love that we can look back on these and kind of laugh at ourselves. So
I laugh at myself daily.
Yes, so. Me too. Footballer now. He's the founder of ProFootballGuru.com. In fact, I have a T-shirt, so that's part of his Twitter handle, at Bax Football Guru. Russell Baxter, writer, historian, lots of years in football, and lots of perspectives, which is why we love to have him on the show. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Maybe even Super Bowl week. Who knows?
Maybe. All right, Russ. Have a great day.
You too.
It's After Hours. Oops. Got to leave the mic on. That thing, that bright red light. I don't know what's happening with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.